Doctor.
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 And doctor. Well, we miss anyone?
He's Northwestern Medicine VP. Call Dr. Morse right now. Most.
Brought to you by Northwestern Medicine. The pursuit of better health care starts here. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing?
I am doing fine, and I hope you had a nice weekend.
I did. Kind of Blackhawk game was a little bit...
Bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Yep.
I got questioned about you many times yesterday from nice folks. There were a ton of folks that won tickets that we saw in a suite last night. They're just great people, but your name came up several times. Are you still doing free hernia checks if people meet you? Like if they come up and say, are you Dr. Most? You'll check them for a hernia?
Well, they're not free. I bill them back to WGN, actually. So.
Do you have a cold as well?
I do.
So Sandberg has a cold and you have a cold. Coincidence?
Who else has a cold?
Sandberg.
I do.
Yep. Total coincidence.
All right.
Yep.
So here's the thing. Sandberg has a medical theory that once you're exposed, she can no longer do damage, so why would she stay home from work? That's sound medicine, isn't it, Doc?
Yeah, that is just about as far away from sound medicine as you can get.
I also have another theory. I went for a run yesterday, even though I have this cold, because I think if you can still move, you better do it.
Sweat it out.
Yeah, because what if I'm worse tomorrow and can't?
Can you sweat out a cold, Doc?
No, you can't sweat out a cold.
Come on. See, Mary thinks it too.
And if you did, why wouldn't you just go to a sauna or a steam?
Exactly, instead of going for a run.
I know, because I ate pizza the night before, so I had to go work it off.
So once again, Sandberg's medical theories are foolproof. At 6:46, Doc, when we come back, we want to talk about miscarriages. And this is a topic that came up a couple of weeks ago, and we didn't want to shortchange it and not do justice to it. Not that we can in the few minutes that we'll have today, but we at least want you to hit what we know and what we need to know when we come back. Back to Dr. Kevin Wells, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. The pursuit of better health care starts here. All right, Doc, here's what we know. Beyonce, Courtney Cox, Nicole Kidman, Mariah Carey, Celine Dion, Brooke Shields, Christy Brinkley, Barbara Walters. What do they all have in common? They've all shared a struggle with miscarriages, something that affects millions, if not certainly tens of millions of people all the time. What do we know that we didn't know 10 or 20 years ago, if anything?
Well, you know, we're starting to be able to do more genetic and chromosomal testing on the fetuses that are miscarried, but we really don't know a lot more. But really, probably the biggest thing is we need to set away some misconceptions that people have, because and it's great that these individuals step forward, because a vast majority of women feel ashamed and feel guilty after a miscarriage, and they need to understand that it's nothing that they did that caused that miscarriage. And people have even said that, you know, celebrities coming forward actually help them get through that low time in their life. So it's very important that we talk about the misperceptions of it.
And Carrie Underwood, you know, most recently. Sandra, you've been very honest talking about what happened to you.
I have, yeah. So I've had three miscarriages, and the nice thing about people talking about them is that it makes it not such a taboo topic. And there's weird situations that come up when you've had them where I'll be at some of the kids' stuff and a woman will say, well, you've never been pregnant. And it's like, well, I have been pregnant. I just haven't delivered any babies. You know, like, and it seems like you're nitpicky, but sometimes you can be sensitive about stuff like that. And
this is always amazes me. Who says you've never been pregnant? Who makes an assumption like that?
Well, they're talking about like, oh, it's so hard for my body to get back. They're really casual. They're not meaning anything by it, but you don't know what other people have dealt with.
Exactly.
So it's difficult. One thing I was saying, Doc, most in the past, that for me, having the miscarriages ended up being an announcement that I was pregnant and then not pregnant, which is weird because I hadn't told people yet. And then I had to tell my parents, you know, while I was pregnant. And so it was it's uncomfortable. And also, you know, your doctors, pretty much after you have a miscarriage in the next, you know, 2 months or so, you're okay to try to get pregnant
again.
But mentally, they tell you like, oh yeah, go ahead and try again. But you're like, I'm still all over the place mentally. You know, you're not always ready.
Are you ready to?
So just because physically, you know, so there's a lot of, and I think it's different for everybody to tell one woman, you know, like, oh, you shouldn't ever think about that. And then,
well, how do docs approach it, Doc?
Well, it is interesting. You know, physiologically is one thing, but then psychologically is the other side of it. And we really need to make sure that we understand the psychologic part. You know, people often feel, they're isolated, they're ashamed, they feel that they did something wrong, and we need to make sure that the public knows that that's not true. And then more importantly is that the mother knows that, you know what, you getting an argument with your husband did not cause this. You lifting a big bag of groceries did not cause this. They need to understand that they did nothing wrong to cause this, because that's a lot of what they feel. They feel that guilt and they're ashamed. And like Mary said, it's tough to tell someone you had a miscarriage when they didn't know that you were pregnant. So, you know, they have that insecurity of how do I communicate this as well.
So from a medical standpoint, the percentages really surprised me. How many pregnancies end this way?
Yeah, about 50% of pregnancies, actually. Now, you say, no, that's impossible. But a lot of women actually have a miscarriage, and they didn't even know that they were pregnant.
Wow.
So they just think that they were late in their cycle, when in fact it ended up that it was a miscarriage. And they're almost, like I said, a lot of them are due to either chromosome or genetic issues. Now, smoking and alcohol, sure, they can they'll lead to people having a higher chance of having a miscarriage, but the vast majority are due to chromosomal or genetic issues with the fetus.
We've seen so much technological advance when it comes to women's reproductive just health. When you think about the 50% of pregnancies end in miscarriages, is the medical community doing more to map that, to figure out why that is, as opposed to just being chromosomal, as you mentioned, genetic? Are there environmental factors, other issues like endometriosis and others that haven't been studied as much as they had in the past?
Yeah, there are some anatomical issues, like you said, endometriosis, the size of the uterus, things along those lines. But the chromosomal side of it, they really are studying a lot now. And that's often why you're seeing a lot more people turn towards adoption, because they look and they say, you know what, looking at your genetic makeup and your husband, your spouse's genetic makeup, you may have problems going forward. And because of this, consider adoption. So, you know, they're getting more and more into trying to exactly figure out where the genetic mismatch is going to be with individuals.
I know you were talking about people that you feel guilty sometimes. I felt guilty because I thought I was causing them because I felt uncomfortable being pregnant. I was not comfortable with what was happening in my body, and so I was kind of not enjoying it. And then I thought that I somehow willed
you
myself.
Brought it on.
Yeah, because I wasn't one of those, oh, I feel so good, this baby's growing in me. You know, I didn't have that attitude, and so I thought I was making it happen in my head.
Yeah, and what people need to hear is what Doc was just saying, is that you didn't cause it.
Yeah.
So you can imagine what was going through Mary's mind now after it happens, and for a while after it happened, I caused this. So in my mind, I was thinking this, and because of that, this happened. That's the part that we really need to get past, everybody.
Is there any good piece of advice you can give to fathers in this case who aren't going through the physical side of this but certainly are impacted emotionally?
Well, one is, you know, the fathers also need to know that the argument that they had with their spouse or their wife, you know, did not cause this. But two is probably more to understand what their spouse is going through and to be as supportive as they possibly can and get on a timeline with that spouse. And their time, the woman's timeline, not on the man's time. Come on, we need to try again. No, you know what? It's one of those where work through it, understand what possibly caused it, and then be supportive as much as you possibly can, because women may even get some depression from that. They want to be isolated. They don't want to go out in public and talk about this. So that spouse has to be supportive to get them through this time.
I saw something, I don't know, relatively recently that said miscarriages can cause PTSD in families. Is that something you've seen?
Absolutely. So, you know, PTSD, the post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, then often women will see someone else who is pregnant and it can trigger them, or they'll hear a story and it'll trigger them as well. And they'll have these, again, these huge mood swings, and people can't figure out what it is. Often the woman will know what it is, what triggered it. Sometimes they may not even understand that seeing someone pregnant or hearing someone about a miscarriage has now triggered the thoughts of what they went through.
You know what, Doc? That happens to me. It's weird. I you know, after I had my miscarriages, I didn't hang out with any kids or anything, so it wasn't really always on my mind. But now that Catherine and Patrick are in my life, we'll be at things – which are, they're roughly the ages that would my babies would have been. And so they're like, sometimes there's these weird reminders that I don't even have control over that make me think about it, that here we're, you know, 12 years later and 11 years later, 10 years later, and they're still, it doesn't go away, I guess, is the...
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. That the human mind is amazing, but you know, like you said, you see something and it triggers something that you weren't even thinking at that time, but it brings that up and it brings those emotions back to you. And you know, a good husband, a good spouse is going to be aware of that as well and be supportive of that if they start to notice any even little slight changes of your attitude or anything that occurs. You know, get you out of that situation, be supportive again. But we have to understand that it's going to happen.
So, in summation, you tell me if we've covered this appropriately. Obviously, we tell people to look at your notes, too, that we post to the podcast every day. WGNradio.com is a good place to start, but wherever you get the podcast. But I, what I've heard you say today is follow your doctor's advice. If, and as always, if you don't agree with the doctor's advice, seek another opinion. Be supportive of each other, but certainly men be supportive of women. And even though we don't know much about, you know, the overall causes of this, take care of yourself to the best of your ability. And if this happens to you, get help if you need it. Is that pretty much all the points?
Yeah, that's you recapped it pretty good there. It's, you know, be supportive and understand. And, you know, if you know somebody that's going through it, be supportive of them. They may want to be isolated. You know, try to reach out to them as much as you can. And especially if you say, hey, you know what? I know about this. I know that there was nothing that you did. I know, you know, then you show some education and they at least get rid of some of that feeling of being ashamed or guilt.
Thank you, buddy. WGNradio.com. And take care of that cold.
Hey, Dak.
I'll try. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Hey, Dak Most. I saw your brother yesterday, by the way.
Oh, did you? Did he borrow money from you?
Kurt, no. I was at the Kane County Flea Market, so he could have borrowed some money from me.
All right. Yeah, as long as he didn't borrow money from me and tell you that I was paying back.
Okay.
Because he would.
And flu shots next Monday, guys.
Are you coming
excellent.
In? Great.
Yep.
Excellent. Okay, cool.
Thank
great.
You.
Thank you, buddy.